Good morning, His Tabernacle family. Crickets. I hear crickets. Is anybody out there this morning? Come on. The power of God has been rocking this house for the last 3 days. You are not allowed to be quiet today. Hallelujah. How many were at uproar? Yes, there, the power of God is resident in this place all the time, but I do believe that we have seen a marked increase over the last 3 days, and it has been a privilege to be a part of it. We want to welcome you this morning. If this is your first time here at His Tabernacle, we are so glad that you are with us. If you are newer here, we're also glad that you're still here. And we want to invite you to join us in the Connect Room after service. We have a room set up over in the hallway on the side of the building for guests or people who have not yet made an effort to get connected to us here at the church. There are people from our church family in there and leaders that want to meet you and get to know you. And so please, if you haven't done that yet, please join us in the Connect Room after. We want to welcome our live stream audience. You are a part of our family, and we love you, and we thank you for being here today. Who's excited to hear Ted Shuttlesworth Jr. bring the word today? He is also a part of our family, and we're honored to have him here with us this morning to bring the word. I have one quick announcement, very important announcement, and that is that in 2 weeks, everybody say 2 weeks, 2 weeks, we are beginning the Horseheads Campus VBS, Vacation Bible School, starts in 2 weeks from tomorrow, August 16th through the 20th, and that is from 9 a.m. to 12:30, so you want to bring your kids, your grandkids, your neighbors, your friends, everybody that you can imagine, get them signed up and get them here for Vacation Bible School. The lives of these children get radically changed in Vacation Bible School, so you want them here. So if you'll all stand with me, we are going to open the service with prayer and go right into worship. Father, we love you. We give you praise and thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives and in the lives of this house, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have already been moving mightily over the last 3 days, and we just expect that to increase and be more and more and more as we worship you this morning, God. We just ask that your majestic splendor fill this place, God. Show us your glory like we've never seen it before. Your word says that when we lift you up, you will draw all men to you. And so, Father, as we do that, we lift you up. We ask that you draw on our hearts, but not only that, God, that you will draw all people from this region and even this world unto you as we lift you up. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Come on and come up and fill the altar if you're ready to get into the presence of God. Treasures soon will fail, but I found my hope in you.
You are the one I want, you are the one I need. This world can have it all, it can take everything. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus, the one who broke the took away my shame. There is only one for me. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. The one who broke these chains and took away my shame. There is only treasure soon
Step out of the shadows, step out of the grave, break into the wild, and don't be afraid. Run into wide open spaces, grace is waiting for you. Dance like the weight has been lifted, grace is waiting. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is freedom. Come out of the dark, just as you are, into the fullness of His love. For the Spirit is here, let there be freedom, let there be freedom. Bring all of your burdens, bring all of your scars. Come back to communion, come back to the start, and run into wide open spaces, graces waiting for you. Dance like the weight has been lifted, graces. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is freedom. Come out of the dark, just as you are, into the fullness of His love. For the Spirit is here, let there be freedom, let there be freedom, let there be freedom. And chains will fall, prisons shake at the sound of Jesus' name. Lives made whole, hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name. And chains will fall, prisons shake at the sound of Jesus' name. Lives made whole, hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name. And chains will fall, prisons shake at the sound of Jesus' name. Like the weight has been lifted, He did it, He did it. Dance like the weight has been lifted, He did it, He did it. Jump, jump like the weight has been lifted, He did it, He did it. And jump like the weight has been lifted, He did it, He did it. Where the Spirit
Jesus beautiful. All the world can come to Him and have their sins removed. Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Oh, isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Son of God and one of us, lover of our souls. Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will see the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all we need. Your name is all we need. Eternal King, you will reign
forever,
and we will sing,
and we will sing
the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all we need. Your name is all we need. There is freedom in the name. There's healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. Jesus.
Come on, lift him up. Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all we need. Your name is all we need.
There is freedom in the name. There's healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. In the name, there is life in the name.
Your name is all we need.
Lift your hands all over the house. This lady here in the navy blue shirt here at the front, lift your hands. God's touching you right where you're standing. This is a day of complete freedom, turnaround for you. Never be the same again after today. We're going to sing it one more time. The anointing's moving all through this place. People are being touched by the power of God. People are being set free. Day of total freedom. Lord loves you. He's taking care of you. He's taking care of you. Best days are ahead for you, not behind. Lord says, be encouraged, for I'm going to fill your mouth with laughter. I'll fill your tongue with singing. The hurts and the things the devil's used to try to take you out over the last 18 months, it comes to an end today, says the Lord, for it's your day of freedom. I've met you here at my house because I love you. I'm taking care of you. I'm your comforter. I'm your guide. I'm your helper. From this day forward, I speak it. Healing comes to you right now. Freedom comes to you right now. Change comes to you right now. You're leaving here on another level. Ha, ha, ha. Leaving here on another level. So in the name of Jesus, I declare it. Put your hands on your belly where the spirit of man is. Fire of God come upon her today in Jesus' name. Sing it again. Sing it again.
There is freedom in the name. There's healing.
Come on, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him.
There is power in the name.
Come on, his power's here.
Salvation in the name. There is life in the name.
Oh, yes.
There is no other name but Jesus. Take
creation without reservation. God, if I burn, I burn for you. So come consume me. My heart is ready. God, if I burn, I burn for you. With no hesitation, without reservation. God, if I burn, I burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I'm gonna burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I wanna burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I wanna burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I wanna burn for you. So come consume me. My heart is ready. God, if I burn, I burn for you. With no hesitation, without reservation. God, if I burn, give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I want to burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire.
I want what you desire. I wanna burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I wanna burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I want to burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I want to burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. Fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire.
Man, he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. As we're singing this, I'm just reminded of the psalmist who said, as a deer pants for the waters, so my soul longs for you. Come on. A desiring heart for Jesus is always met by Jesus. And I love it. We're not here to build religion. We're here to build experience with Jesus. We're here to expand the kingdom. We're here to have fresh encounters with God. This isn't just about a Sunday morning. This is about getting all that God has for our life. Amen? You could feel the atmosphere. We could keep going in worship, but I want to get to the word because it's, I believe that when hearts are prepared for the word, let's preach the word so hearts can be changed. It's been an incredible weekend here. I don't know if you just kind of feel it like lingering in the room, but my goodness. Guys, like 12 hours ago, the room was still full. Full. Actually, I think we were still baptizing people at this point 12 hours ago. It was insane. I think we baptized between 150 and 200 teenagers last night. It was incredible. Spontaneously. Man, people set free of addictions, people set free. I can't wait to hear all the miracles that Jesus did, all the freedom that's been brought to people's lives. What an incredible moment that God could be glorified. Amen? Amen. You guys can go ahead and make your way back to your seat. I know it's like, oh, man, I feel it. Don't worry. Don't worry. We're not missing anything. We got prepared. I think we're ready for the word. Before I invite Pastor Rhonda to take the offering, I would like to say thank you to everybody that helped make conference possible. This was our 10th year of Uproar Conference. And it was absolutely mind-blowing. Like, you try to find words for things and sometimes they're not completely there yet. It was phenomenal to see altars full, seats full. The seats are pushed so far back up because we had to rent chairs to put in the back that we sent back last night. It was incredible to see people coming from Houston and Maine and North Carolina and Virginia and Ohio and all over the place to experience what Jesus has for them. A lot of people would count Gen Z out like, I don't know, they don't care, they don't want anything to do with Jesus. I'd probably disagree with you. I think they just don't want anything to do with dead, boring, dry religion. Every generation's built for Jesus. And they're passionate for Jesus. I mean, literally chanting at like 12:30 at night to not end the service. Kind of felt like a bad person telling them to go. But we had to clean up. We were here till like 3 a.m. And I want to say thank you. A, to the body of Christ here. A lot of you support conference financially. No one's excited about that. That's cool. We'll go right past that. Whatever. Incredible. And it's part of Kingdom Builders. It's another project that as the body of Christ, we can cross off to say the kingdom was surely built over this weekend. And I believe we'll see great, great lasting impact from it. Second thing is, if you volunteered at conference at all, can you stand up real quick, please? Spend even 10 minutes helping out. Can you please stand to your feet? Can you guys put like a big, 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 big hand clap together? Collectively, it was thousands of hours so that the generation could be touched by Jesus, so that people could experience God. Emily Garza's a liar. She's still sitting. She did serve. Don't let her lie to you. And then I have to say thank you, too, to the conference team who meets almost every single Thursday, planning it out, planning events, planning fundraising, and making this possible. What an incredible year on the 10th year. And to think what God's going to continue to do for the decades to come as people are touched by the power of God. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And will you guys put your hands together for Pastor Rhonda as she comes to take the offering?
All I can say is wow, 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 this weekend. Seriously, You don't have to worry about this generation. I know so many parents have been like concerned or worried, or people, mature people grumble and complain. Listen, this generation is A-okay. They are on fire for God. And this weekend was just proof of their hunger. Mindy preached on identity on Saturday morning, and these altars were full of people trading the trash that's been spoken over them for the identity of Christ. I mean, young people, really, they are absolutely changed and transformed. Listen, if you've not yet partnered with Uproar, I didn't say I was going to do this. I didn't do it in first service. But listen, you're crazy if you have not partnered with Uproar. This is something Pastor and I do personally. The church does it. Many of you already do it. Actually, you know what? Let's thank the partners. If you have already partnered, could you stand to your feet if you're a partner with Uproar? Thank you, thank you, thank you for partnering. And if you have not yet partnered, that's just simply giving monthly, weekly, whatever it is you want to do, so that they don't even have to. I would love to see them not even ever have to worry about fundraising. Like, let's not make them plan another fundraiser. As the house and the family of God, let's get behind this generation so much that they have to say, we have more than enough of these. I mean, seriously. I could not stop weeping last night to see people filing up to get baptized. I remember one year in the arena, that wall that's around the ice skating rink, they did an altar call, and they didn't go to the exit little dory things that are on there. No, they spilled over the walls and ran to the front. It was like that last night with the baptismal tank. We had to pause it for a moment to get the word in, and then we continued, and they went all the way until midnight baptizing. I mean, like, it wasn't just getting dunked in water. It was radical, radical change on these young people. So, again, thank you, and I will stop talking and do the offering like I'm supposed to be doing. But I just wanted to encourage you. Wow. Go back and watch. If I know a lot of you watched on Facebook Live. That was an awesome way to be able to participate without being in the house. All right, back to offering. Anyways, in this house, we love to give. And this is a result of why we love to give, is what we get to do with the finances in God's kingdom. So our tithe is just what we're supposed to do. Malachi 3 tells us to bring all the tithe. And the word tithe just means 10% of our increase. And then in Matthew, Jesus himself in red letter says, you tithe, this you ought to do. So we tithe in this house, and it's our great joy to tithe. Because what happens is we move our money out of this natural realm, and its ups and downs and its instability, and it could crash and all of this kind of stuff. You don't know what tomorrow holds. We move our money out of that realm when we choose to obey God, and we put it in the supernatural realm. And he does supernatural things. If he has to, he will feed you from a raven bringing manna from heaven. However it's got to happen, you'll pull out a fish and pull money out of its mouth. It'll come in from the east, south, north, and west. And you won't even be able to explain it. We move our money out of this limited natural realm into the unlimited supernatural realm. I said it in first service. Listen, and don't limit somebody's blessing. Who are we to stop the blessing of God on people's lives? Like, oh, that's just too much. That's just excessive. You want to know what's excessive? Jesus is excessive because he uses gold for pavement. Gold for pavement. You're over there talking about somebody driving such and such a car, and heaven's paved with gold. So let's not limit the supernatural, prospering God that we serve on your life or somebody else's life. Get excited about giving in the kingdom of God. There is nothing greater. And you know, I know you think I stand up here because I'm trying to get something. I don't care. What you do doesn't affect my life. I'm up here saying this because I walk in this kind of blessing every single day. And don't mind my voice. I've been shouting for days, so it's almost gone. Pastor is in Mansfield, by the way. They're blessed to have him down there speaking. So let's stand to our feet. Let's get ready to give our money out of the natural. We simply in this house declare the word of the Lord, because we know in Isaiah it says, when the word goes forth, it has to to perform. It has no other choice. It does not return void. So when we declare the word over our finances, you're going to have breakthrough this week. You're going to have supernatural blessing. That block that you've had that just won't move, when we declare the word, it has to move. Increase is coming. That need that you have, my God shall supply all of his needs according to his pavement in glory, according to his riches, not our limited thinking. It has to perform. So get excited when we speak the word. This is not a religious thing that we do. No, this is life. When we speak the word, we're speaking life over our finances, life over those circumstances. And God is going to pour out blessing on his people. Blessed. Don't you speak anything over your finances except for the blessing of God. So let's together speak the blessing of God over our finances. It says in Deuteronomy 28, if you'll repeat it after me, if I obey, then I am blessed going in, and I am blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. If you're watching via live stream, you can click on the giving button or text to give right along with us.
Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I want to burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I want to burn for you. So light a match, let it go. Set a blaze, uncontrolled.
Lift your hands all over this house and give God thanks and praise for his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah. Father, we're so thankful for your anointing, your power. Thank you for all that you've been doing this weekend. Thank you for every life that's changed forever. They're never going back to the old way of living. But people have been totally changed and rearranged by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The only power that can make everlasting change. We thank you. We thank you that you took us to a new level this year. Thank you we're in a different place of increase and promotion because of faithfulness and because of your integrity, your word. We ask you, Lord, to touch our families in this final 5 months of the year. Lord, I pray, let it be so supernatural that even people that don't serve you will look and say, it's amazing what God did. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. We give you praise. If you believe it, somebody clap your hands and give God glory. Praise God. It's great to see everybody this morning, and I see the majority of everybody came to 11 after that weekend of, we were like, my God, I'll meet the Lord in the second service. I feel you. I feel you. And we had a powerful first service this morning, and I'm just so happy to see people get in touch by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And it's just been awesome to see what God's been doing all around America, not just here. I told Pastor Cody, though, I felt like this last weekend, uproar went to another level for sure. I mean, it honestly did. If you were here last night, you saw what God was doing. It's a whole nother level. Like, it's another level. My prayers are going out to that baptismal tank because right now, I mean, good Lord Jesus, I mean, I told him last night, I said, baptizing young people, it wasn't just that it was like 300 young people or whatever it was, 200 young people. It was 200 young people at the end of a youth conference that probably haven't showered in 3 days. That literally, I mean, if there was a forensics team that was to go in there right now, would probably find equal parts, dead skin cells, Axe body spray, and BO all in one. I was like, you know, Cole and Buddy were in there, baptizing people, and they're like, it got in my mouth. It was in my mouth. People coming up praising out of the water. It's like, it went in my mouth. And it's just like, you know, you're thanking God, but at the same time, I'm just, my hands are outstretched to whoever the last young person that was in the water. We got out and we were like, thank God for revival, but the water was brown. By the time we were done, that's how you know a lot of people got baptized, when the water goes from clear to brown. Of course, unless you live in Flint, Michigan, it's always brown. Anyway, but I mean, the power of God hit last night. And how many were here for last night's service? Man, it was after midnight. It was after midnight, and we're chanting and we're singing, and people don't want to go home. And, you know, it's just like, it's a supernatural thing to see such a hunger that people are, the anointing draws. That's what we remember. The anointing draws. It's like a magnet, draws people. And when you get in the anointing, you don't want to get out. You want to stay there. You want to live there. And that's what we want our generation to feel, is the power of God. Not just religion, not church, not Bible reading only, but to feel the anointing of God. It changes everything. It changes literally everything. And we had such an amazing week. And again, I want to thank everybody, because, man, what an amazing job everybody did. What a powerful week of dedication. You know, and it flies by. You know, it's like, You've built your whole year up. You're preparing, believing God for the funds and praying for the people and praying for the chairs and praying for, I mean, and then it comes in, it's like that, and it's done. And so who knows? We may need to extend it. We may need to have like a 3-week uproar or something like that at some point. See what happens. But, you know, God's been doing amazing things. I'm so happy my wife is here with me today, the beautiful, wonderful Carolyn Shuttlesworth. She's been preaching and teaching, and God's just doing amazing things. People are being delivered, and I'm blessed to be able to travel with my family. And I was going to say this. I was so happy to see people driving in from out of town to be a part. Who came in from out of town that you're still here, that you came in for Upward Conference and you're still here? Would you put your hands together and welcome everybody that's here from out of town? We're so glad you're here. Of course, I see Susan. I see Kathy. It's good to have you here. And Jefferson. I said, baptized Jefferson last night, and it was just so great. We've been seeing that. We've been seeing God move, and of course, you can turn in your Bibles to John chapter 8, but we've just been seeing God move everywhere we're going, and I can tell you, it's not just limited to Horseheads, New York. It's all over this nation. God's touching people, and I can tell you this, God has a plan to bless America. God's not done with America. Can you shout amen? Devil worked hard to try to shut us down. When I say that us, I'm talking about the church at large. Tried to shut the church at large down last year. Tried to tell us that, you know, we're not going to be able to gather, can't come together. And last night, while this thing was popping, I just told everybody, stop and look around. Stop and look around. And they all just kind of started looking all over the sanctuary. It was packed with people. I said, this right here. I mean, as we're seeing people coming up out of the water, people are shouting, dancing, hugging. I said, this right here is what the devil didn't want last year. He didn't want us together. He didn't want us baptizing. He didn't want us taking communion together in person. He didn't want us laying hands. He didn't want us anointing with oil. He didn't want us together, because he knows the power that's in unity when the church comes together. You know, it really cracked me up, because it's funny to hear people change their tune. You know, I was watching pastors last year, and pastors were like, well, you know, we're meeting God. The church is not the building. The church is us. And so it doesn't matter. And then as soon as the lockdowns are like, it's important to get back in the building. You need to be back. It's like it switched real quickly. But it is important to come together. It is important to come together. We're commanded to do so. In the Bible, there's power in it. And when I saw God touching people yesterday, and I was like, all week, it was like, made me so happy. But it's happening everywhere. We just came. I want to give you a couple testimonies real quick. We just came from a place called Tomball, Texas, which is just north of Houston, Texas. And I shared this testimony in the first service. Really stirred me up. We were in revival there at Tomball Assembly of God. And one of the nights as we were preaching and the Holy Spirit was moving on people, there was a lady in the back who had an oxygen tube. She had oxygen in, sitting in the back. And I went back to lay hands on her, told her, Sister Stan, and she told me, I said, what is it that you need a healing from? She said, COPD. She had COPD. I said, well, do you need the oxygen? She said, if I'm not sitting down, she said, if I'm standing, I need it. She said, forget walking, anything else. If I'm standing, I need it. I said, well, take it out. I said, here's what I liked. I said, do you believe God will heal you? She said, I know he'll heal me. I like that answer. She said, I know he'll heal me. I said, well, take the oxygen out. She took the oxygen out, and I laid hands on her. Her hands were lifted, and she was thanking God. Well, the power of the Holy Ghost hit this woman, and she got healed by the Holy Spirit. I said, we're not just going to say thank you, Jesus. We're going to prove this for any, just in case anybody that's unbelieving may have come into the service. I took her by the hand. We started marching around the church. I said, take off, sister, just walk. She walked around and around, out into the lobby, back around, no oxygen. She came back the next night. I look over. She's standing there praising God with no oxygen on. Came back the next night praising God, no oxygen on. Well, here's what, I mean, I thank God. That was a miracle. She's healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. She couldn't even stand for an extended period of time with no oxygen. Now she's praising and clapping and shouting, dancing. But here's what, I really love this. On the last night of the revival, gave the altar call for salvation. Here comes this big old guy coming down. He's bald, you know, look tough looking guy. Came down to the altar and gave his heart to Jesus. And I'm looking at the pastor, and the pastor's crying. After the guy gets saved with everybody else, he goes over to the pastor and grabs him, and they're hugging and crying. Of course, when you're the guest evangelist, you don't know all the stories that go on behind the scenes and all that. And the pastor told me after, he said, Brother Ted, I got to give you this testimony. He said, that man that you saw me hugging, he said, that's the woman who got healed from COPD. That's her husband. He hasn't been in church in 3 years. Listen. He hasn't been in church 3 years. He said, he is a rough man. He said, he's number one, he's an alcoholic, angry, rage issues. He's like, he killed a man last year. That's what the pastor told me. A man killed a man last year. I told him, I said, listen, this is Texas. This is the Wild West. He said, he really should have been murdered because he attacked the man. But because the man was on his property, they ruled it self-defense and everything. But he said, in his anger, rage, whatever, he attacked the man and killed a man last year. Alcoholic, rage, anger, murder. But watch this. He said he was a belligerent man, a hard man. He said, but here's the story. When his wife went home with her miracle, and her husband saw the miracle that God did for his wife, he said it humbled his heart. He said he's here tonight because of the miracle that God did for his wife. And you watch, one miracle turned a man around, brought him to the altar, brought him to his knees, and sin had to leave, and righteousness came because of the power of the Almighty God. What does the Bible say? And it's in John 8 where I had you turn. We know the Bible says in the 32nd verse, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth of God's word will set you free. A few verses later, it says this, and he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You know what that means? Totally free. Not just an appearance of freedom on the outside. You're free inside and out. Whatever held you in bondage before had to loose its grip and let you go because you're free indeed. I'm talking about the kind of free where you don't need a clinic, where they don't just pull you from off the street because you were addicted to drugs and put you on another drug that's just given to you by a dude in a white lab coat. All they did was change your drug dealer. You went from a dude that has sagged his pants on the street to a guy in a white lab coat so they could get tax dollars off the drugs they were giving you. I'm not talking about a clinic. I'm not talking about therapy. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. And when the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Somebody shout, no more chains. Well, in that same meeting, I'm in the midst of preaching And we hadn't even called anybody forward yet. No altar call, no prayer line. I'm preaching. I'm delivering the word. And while I'm preaching, I love how God doesn't even wait till the end of the service. You know, he's like, he just starts moving on people. And I'm preaching. All of a sudden, this guy is weeping. He gets out of his seat, comes walking down to the altar, weeping, comes right to the center, pulls out of his pocket 3 packs of cigarettes and puts them on the altar and then bows his head and begins to weep. And I went down and looked, and 2 of the packs were unopened and 1 was open. So I picked it up. I dumped every cigarette out. I broke them in half on the altar, put them right on the altar of God. He came back to give his testimony 2 days later, and we got it on video. Zach filmed it. Zach was with us. And he said, let me tell you what God did. He said, this is a massive miracle. He said, do you know that I have smoked 3 packs of cigarettes for 26 years, every day, 3 packs? 3 packs a day for 26 years. He came back 2 days later. He said, here's the testimony. When God set me free, he actually said the Lord was speaking to him in his spirit that this thing has held you for so long, but it can't hold you any longer. He got up when he felt that in his spirit, came right to the altar. He said, it's been 2 days. He said, I haven't even had a desire for a cigarette in 2 days. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Can you shout amen? When God sets you free, see, you're free indeed. Nothing can hold you. Nothing can hold you in bondage. I'll tell you, there's been people the enemy's been trying to attack for the last 18 months. Come against him with depression, anxiety, fear, panic, torment. Some people, sickness, disease, tried to come against him. But I'm telling you, there's an anointing in the house today to set people free by the power of God. It's already begun. I mean, people are already getting touched just at the beginning of the service. Why? Because the anointing is present to set you free. When the Spirit of the Lord, I love they sang it today, but that's a scripture. They were singing a scripture. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 17, the Bible says, now the Lord is a spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Freedom. Somebody say freedom. There's freedom. Freedom. I watch as God sets people free. It's a mind-blowing thing to see what only God can do. Maybe you've heard me share the story. We were in New Hampshire, and a woman came into a church. We were holding a revival, strung out on drugs. We found out later it was heroin. And she came out just shaking, strung out. And the Holy Ghost said, call her out. I'm going to touch her right now. So I said, sister, stand. I'm going to pray. And I laid hands on her. I mean, she went out in the Holy Ghost. Boom! And it was one of those revivals where there wasn't, you know, they weren't even quick enough with ushers to get behind somebody. So, you know, in those moments, people, when it's really the Holy Ghost, they just go down. You know, it's a serious fallout when people don't even bend their knees. They're just like out flat. Like, it's one of those trust falls. Like, oh, Lord. That's when you look at the pastor and say, that was the Holy Ghost or a lawsuit. I don't know which one it's going to be. And, I mean, she hit. Boom! And she's on the ground. Just she's shaking. God's touching her. I mean, she's being changed. Well, she comes back the very next night. She comes back in the room with a big smile on her face in her church clothes with her high-heeled shoes. And she had her hand out. I got to give a testimony. I was like, I got to hear this one. She came in. She said, folks, I want to tell you, I've done heroin every day of my life for the last. And she listed how many years, not months, years she's done heroin. She said, I woke up this morning. She said, I'm not telling you I didn't do heroin today. I'm telling you I didn't even have a desire to do heroin today. And who the Son sets free, woo, is free indeed. The Bible says you'll know the truth. So there's something about the truth of God's word that when it's preached, it brings freedom to the listener, to the one who believes. You know, one of the things that I'll draw your attention to, that in 2 Kings chapter 7, there's a prophet named Elisha who, in the midst of a famine, stands up with the word of the Lord. You know what he says? By this time tomorrow, you'll be able to buy barley and wheat and flour in the marketplace for very cheap. And you know what? There was a captain of the guard, influential guy, that the Bible says the king's hand rested on him. That means he was the right-hand man of the king. And he speaks up in response to the prophetic word. You know what he says? Well, if the Lord opened up the windows of heaven, that kind of thing couldn't happen. You know what the prophet said? Oh, it's going to happen. You just won't be able to eat any of it. I've been encouraging people with this thought. Now, remember this. if we doubt the word of God, it doesn't stop God from moving. It just stops him from moving for us. He'll still move. You know what I found out? Jesus can move and bring miracles in the midst of unbelief. If this whole crowd, think about this. Let's just say as a hypothetical that this whole room, let's say 98% of you doubted the word of God. But with laser accuracy, the Holy Ghost could pinpoint the ones who believe and get a miracle in the midst of unbelief, get a miracle to a few. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 6, Jesus went to Nazareth in his own hometown. He couldn't do mighty works and perform many miracles, but he could still lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. Bible says because of their unbelief, he could do no mighty works there, except, somebody say except. There's always an exception to the rule because faith is the exception to the rule. So this is an incurable disease. Yeah, maybe for some, but faith is an exception to the rule. I got a friend in Texas. His name is Pastor Mike Hankins. He preaches a message that, see, because you read through the word and the Bible says, but God. All these things are happening to you. All these reports are coming to you, but God. And I got a friend in Texas. He preaches the message, God's got big butts and he does not lie. When God says, but, except, I don't care what the situation is. I don't care how dark it looks. I don't care how bad it may seem. You've got a God. If he says accept, then it could be in the midst of unbelief. It can be in the midst of darkness. But when the power of God comes, he'll set you free. Whew. Lift your hands in this room. I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost. People are getting a touch right now. Getting a touch right now. Deliverance comes. People get set free. They're free indeed. That means you don't go back. It means the thing can't hang on you anymore. I'm not talking about, you know, one of the things that you look at the way things have changed from Bible times to now. I mean, if you met the same person Jesus met in the graveyard in Mark chapter 5 with a legion of demons, you know what they'd say today? Well, he's battling multiple personality disorder. We need to medicate him. We need to get him into a safe space. We need to put him in a padded room. We need to put him under medical care. See, the difference is we've shifted from trusting God for help to trusting men for help. Woo! I feel like preaching this for a minute because the Bible says in Jeremiah 17 and verse 5, cursed is the man who puts his trust in the arm of flesh and in doing so turns his back on God. Oh, man. That's heavy. He said, when you put your trust in men, you're not doing both. I trust God, but I trust men. He said, you have to do one or the other. Because when you trust in men solely, you turn your back on God. Because the thing is this, what can you do when you trust men or women, but they get to a place where they can't help you? Then you're in trouble because I've put my trust in people, but their arm is too short to touch me where I need to be touched. But you serve a God who is never unable to heal you, to deliver you, to touch you. He's bigger. Think about this. We sing a song. I was referencing it in the first service. There's a worship song we'll sing sometimes, and there's a part of it that goes, you have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. I want you to think about that lyric for a minute. You have no rival. You know, because when I was growing up, like in youth group and stuff, there was always human videos. I remember human videos. That's what they called skits back then, human videos. And you'd get up on the, and you'd have these skits where, like, you know, some of the youth group would be wearing white shirts because they were angels, and some of the youth group wearing black shirts because they were demons. And there was always like a kid in a chair in the center stage, and he was like going back and forth, like, you know, he was always like battling depression and anxiety, and he's like crying silently. And there's always like demons around him just doing like this with their hands, you know, because that's what depression looks like in the spirit realm, apparently. And I was like, it's like you're trying to apply Rogaine to a half bald man, you know? But and they're just up there doing human video, and you get this picture, right? Like God and Satan are fighting for the, you know, it's like you get this picture, like, you know, Satan's the dark god of this world, and that, you know, God is the light god, like it's some kind of yin yang sign or something like that. And we have this picture growing up, like they're battling. the Bible tells us, Jesus already defeated him. The Bible already tells us he led captivity captive, made a show of them openly, and triumphed over them in it. Bible says, Paul wrote this in 1 Corinthians 15, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. I want you to think about that lyric again. Think about this. You have no rival. That, listen to me. That means God can't even, his manager couldn't even schedule a fight with another fighter because there's not even anybody in his weight class. I feel like preaching that for a minute. There's not even anybody in God's weight class. How can you put anybody on his level? You've got no rival. You've got no equal. Everything else is an unfair fight. Woo! Somebody shout, it's an unfair fight. I think about the final moments of time. You may have heard me reference this before, but hear it again because it builds faith. I think about the final moments of time where the Bible prophesies that in the last battle, when we all come back with Christ, glorified bodies, angels all around, and Jesus will make Satan come out of the shadows onto the battlefield, and every fallen angel, and every demon, and the Antichrist, and the false prophet step out. And the Bible says that we'll all be there, and I'm sure we'll be raring to go, ready to fight. I feel good now. Forget when I have a glorified body. I feel good right now. I'll slap the devil right now. Forget later. But imagine you got your glorified body. You got angels around you with flaming swords, like ready to do battle. I don't even want to see those dudes. I mean, like, you know, they have like 19 eyes. You know, the Bible's like, I don't want to see you. I always distrust those people who get on TV all the time. Like, I saw 19 angels last night. I was like, no, you didn't. People come up in your service like, brother, I saw six angels in the service. I'm like, I know you're not telling the truth. How can you judge somebody like that? Because I looked and their pants were still dry. You know how I know you didn't see him? You didn't pee yourself. Because it's interesting. You read the Bible. Let me give you a little exegetical help here. If you read the Bible, every time an angel appeared, first thing they said was, fear not. You know why? Because they look scary. They're like, don't be afraid. I'm not here to kill you. Not here to kill you. You're like, what? Angels around you, your glorified body, Jesus is standing there. But the Bible says he'll call everybody out on the battlefield. It'll be such a stark contrast that the Bible says people will say, they'll look at the devil and say, is this the one who weakened the nations? They won't be able to believe how puny and insignificant he is. And though you may want to fight, and though angels may want to fight, and won't be able to, because Jesus himself, the Bible says, will step forward. And the Bible says, will consume all of his enemies with the breath of his nostril. One blow. And the glorious appearing of his coming. And the Bible says, we won't have to do a thing because just his appearance. I mean, you know that moment when the fighter walks into the ring and they play his theme song? Mike Tyson used to come in, they would just do a low gong drone. There was no song. It was just like, the Undertaker's coming to take you out. You're done. You're done. People were afraid of Mike before he ever got in the ring. Because if he couldn't beat you, he'd bite you. And they knew it. I heard somebody describe him one time. They said it was like a pit bull came in with no collar on. Nobody knew who owned it. That's your pit bull? And you think about that. They play the music. Why? To psych you out. It's like, oh, man. But see, he doesn't even need entrance music. Just his appearing. Just his appearing on the scene will be too much for his enemies, and they'll all be consumed. Think about this. He'll appear and breathe. When my God breathes, it's too much for my enemies. When my God appears, it's too much for my enemies. Done. Just one thing. The glorious appearing of his coming. I mean, think about this. I was talking with Dante in the back room this week, and he made a point that I've never even really considered. but I really did appreciate him saying it. He said, you know, we always read the scripture, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess when they see Christ. Every tongue confess, every knee will bow. And we think it's because he's going to come down and just own everybody. Like, bam, I'm Jesus. You better bow that knee. But he said, have you ever thought of it this way? That when you come into his presence and see him really for who he is, everybody say, can I serve you? Can I love you? Can I be in your presence? Can I be your friend? How powerful and majestic he really is. Draws all men unto him. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men. His appearance draws men, but his appearance repels demons. In one moment, he's drawing men. In the same moment, he's repelling demons. That means that when he shows up in a place, even this morning, as he's shown up, people are already being touched right now. Right now, he's drawing people's hearts. He's touching your bodies. But the things that have harassed you are running out the back door in Jesus' name. Running out the back door by the power of God. When he shows up, he draws men, but he repels demons. Just the appearance. And he whom the Son sets free, woo, free indeed. I want you to declare this by faith. We'll never be the same again. We'll never be the same again. Would you do me a favor? Would you stand on your feet? I just want you to lift your hands because I sense that the Lord's already touching people right now. He's already touching people. I sense his presence all over this room right now. He started as we were worshiping. It already was happening. I want to pray for some people, and then I'm going to pray for those that need a touch quickly. But God's already moving. He's already moving. Can I pray for this young lady in the pink shirt here? Would you step out? The Lord's touching you right now. It's a supernatural thing. Every hand lifted. This is a day of God's power over your life. You'll never be the same. Fresh fire of the Holy Ghost is upon you even right in this moment. For the Lord is healing every hurt. He's renewing every broken thing. This is going to be the greatest 5 months of your life you've ever seen. You're going to get to December 31st and look back and wonder how God did so much in 5 months. Ooh, glory to God. And so I loose it today, and I take authority over every harassing force that has stood against your life. I command it to be broken from this day. Fire of the Holy Ghost, come upon them. Shh, there it is. Ha, 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 ha. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh anointing of God. The Lord says, he loves you. He's helping you. He's comforting you. From this day, the heaviness that laid on your shoulders is being lifted off. It's being lifted off. You're leaving free, leaving in joy, leaving in peace. I tell you this, you'll even sleep like you've not slept in a long time. Isn't that right? Hasn't he been attacking your rest? No. But from this day, take my hand. From this day, it's total freedom. You'll sleep. You know why? The Bible says he gives his beloved rest. He gives his beloved rest. And from this day, I take authority over every harassing force that has stood against you. Go by the power of God. Receive freedom by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every hand lifted to God. See, the enemy tried all through these last 18 months. It was a hard push to attack the church, to attack God's people. I stand with her first because I just want her to be a representation of every person that we're standing with today. Because the devil did not win and he cannot win. He's already defeated. Because God has no rival. He has no equal. Now and forever, he reigns. He reigns. Thank God with her. It's done in Jesus' name. It's done in Jesus' name. Come on, lift those hands. We're going to worship in just a minute. I'm just telling you, this is going to be a day that you'll want to mark down and remember. The Lord met you here, touched you here. Things are not going to be the same. You know, when we were baptizing last night, you think about it. People are going from death unto life. It's a public representation of what God did inwardly. Salvation's an inward work, but that's a public recognition that I've gone from death unto life. When you come alive, That means that there's nothing from that old death nature that can stay hanging on you anymore. Has to loose its grip. Has to let go. Lift your hands. Glory to God. Glory to God. May it be a powerful outreach. May many souls be saved. Just as the resources came in to do it, for God's hand was on it, let the anointing be upon it in such a mighty way. Shake the city, Lord. Touch the city. Let it be the start of something fresh and new in the city. Let revival come to the schools. Let revival come to the churches. Spark something fresh and start it with the youth. If they're the ones that are willing, start it with them, Lord. Start it with them, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Start it with them, Lord, in Jesus' name. I lose strength into your body, into your joints, your muscles. Take authority over the attack of the enemy against your life. Receive healing virtue into your body even right now. Power of God's on you. Ko she brado rakasta negriana. E maroshe diarabostanaye. In Jesus' mighty name. Hear what I'm saying. I feel this in my spirit. People are getting touched. Lift your hands and thank God. It's sweeping through this room right now. You don't have to wait. He's right there where you are. Reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and receive a miracle. Two things I want to do here towards the end of this service today. The Lord spoke to me this morning. First of all, it's what I've been preaching on. It's what I've been talking about. The enemy's worked hard to harass God's people. And if you couldn't tell it was a heavy push, it was a heavy push. But we're here and we're free. But I'm going to tell you this. If the enemy has worked against you these last 18 months, I'm going to lay hands on you today. Whatever stood against you to harass your life, to harass your family, your mind, your body, it has to break and loose its grip today in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not leave here the same in Jesus' name. We're leaving changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you're here like I was preaching about before. Maybe there's some things that the enemy just literally, it's like you can't seem to let them go. It's like that precious man in Texas. I was so happy to watch as he got his freedom. It had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with the Holy Ghost. He came and said, and the Lord spoke to him. Remember the words, this can't hold you anymore. God's setting some folks free today. You'll not go back to the same way you were before when you leave today. So I want you to get ready, because here's what we're going to do. If the enemy has been harassing you in that way and it's like, today's my day to get free, then today's your day to get free. And we're leaving free. Here's what I'm going to do. If that's you and you say, I want you to pray, I want today to be my day of freedom, I'm going to have you get out of your seat and come to this altar right now, because I'm going to lay hands on you. And I'm going to believe that every harassing force that touched your house, your family, your life, is loosing today and letting you go. So if that's you, I want you to come now. We're going to worship. Go ahead, begin to worship the Lord with something. Just come on and stand here. We're going to pray. And it's breaking.
Death could not hold you.
Come on.
The veil tore before you. You silenced the bones.
Maye riato shapata.
The heavens are open.
Me shatala maye.
Praise of your glory.
before I lay my hands, I want you to hear me. The blessings of God are reserved for the children of God. The Bible says we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I want every head to be bowed right now, because there are people here that if Jesus came back today, you'd not be ready to see him, because there are things in your life that are displeasing to God, sinful things that you need to be free from this morning. Don't be ashamed of the fact that Jesus is calling out to you today. The Holy Spirit is pulling you towards Christ. If you're here, before we lay hands on God's people, maybe say, you know what, I need a touch, but the first touch I need is forgiveness from sin. Today's your day to be free. So with your heads bowed, if that's you, say, you know what, Brother Ted, I need to pray that prayer of repentance and forgiveness. I need to know I'm ready for heaven. Then right now, wherever you are, standing at the altar in your seat, if you need to pray this prayer, lift your hand, wave it at me. Let me see who you are. Wave it. Let me see who you are. Don't be ashamed. Lord's calling out to you. Here's what I want you to do. For every person, you lifted your hand, you waved it at me, I want you to come stand with me right here at God's altar and come quickly, because we're going to pray. Come on, come on, come on. We're going to pray together, and all things are being made new. Come on. You should make a little room for them as they're coming. All things are being made new. We will not be the same again after today. Ever. We're not going back. We're not going back to the old way of living. Jesus Christ is changing us today. Forever. 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 That's the anointing on you, the power of God. Setting you free today. You'll never be the same. Never, 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 never. Never, never, never. Never, never, never the same again. My brother, never the same again. Touching you today. He loves you. He's going to bless you. You need to be at this altar. Now's the time. Why would you delay? Why would you push it off for another service? Why would you wait for another time when God is calling out through his Spirit now? He's calling out to you. Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling. Giving you 10 more seconds. If you need to be at this altar, now's the time to run. All things are being made new today. 3, 2, 1, here we go. Amen, amen, amen. Come on. Can you feel the strength of God's Spirit touching his people? I'm going to lead you in a prayer this morning. It's very simple, but it's what God said we must do. And I want you to repeat this with me, but boldly. Let the Lord know, today's my day of change. I'm never going back. That's when we pray. Say it boldly, so he knows you mean business. Are you ready? Pray this with me. Say, Father, thank you for sending your son to die in my place. Today I ask you, forgive me of my sin. Make me new. Give me power to live for you for the rest of my life. Until I die, or until you come, I confess Jesus is Lord. I believe you raised him from the dead. From this day forward, I'm a child of God. I'm never going back to the old way of living. I am brand new. I like to say this sometimes for good measure. Say, Satan, take your hands off my life. You're trespassing on God's property. From this day forward, I am a child of God. Child of God. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, rasateke. Never the same. Now every hand lifted. Father, fill them with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, fill them with the power of God. Lord, I pray you use them. Make them mighty soul winners. Mighty soul winners. In the name of Jesus. From this day forward, let there be a marked difference, a marked change in their lives. We thank you, Lord. There'll be bright lights in the darkness. My friend, today the Lord sets you free. and the things that you battled in your mind, and many times you didn't even know how you could tell anybody about it. It's over today. It's over. Those harassing forces can't touch you anymore. They have to let you go because you're God's property. And today you're free. Today he fills your mouth with laughter and your tongue with singing. You'll be the most joyful girl around. And every heaviness that laid on you is lifted off of you today. In Jesus' name, receive it. Receive it by the power of God. Receive a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, listen to me. I know some of you, maybe it's not your first time praying this prayer, but here's what we want to do. If you turn to your left, you see Pastor Mindy right there in the cool blue dress shirt, and she wants to give you a gift. So before we go back to praying and ministering, would you just turn to your left real quickly and walk to Pastor Mindy? We want to just give you a gift and say we love you. Somebody put your hands together and thank God for new brothers, new sisters in the kingdom of... Come on, come on, come on. All over this house, magnify the Lord. Go ahead. You can go ahead.
Now praise and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names.
What a powerful name it is.
What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Come on, lift it high.
Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the voice of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring. The praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You
Miss anybody? Nobody got left out? Did anybody get left out? I don't want to miss one person. I missed you. Come forward. I don't want to miss you. The Lord never misses you. He always gets you. Touch him, Lord. Power of the Holy Ghost. Touch you. Lift your hands. Lord, this day, fresh fire, fresh touch. I touched at the beginning of the service. Touching you again now. You'll be able to look back and say, look what God did. You'll be able to trace it. Trace it. God touched me. God met me on that day. Turn around. Is that your husband with you, boyfriend? Who's that? There we go. See, I got your back. Lift your hands, brother. I'm telling you, it's on you too. Fire of God. You'll trace it back. You'll say, God touched me at his tabernacle that Sunday morning, and we can trace. The turnaround took place and began. For it's not just It's not just this new peace, says the Lord. It's not just this new joy and a new freedom, but he's going to bless the work of your hands. He's going to bless the work of your hands. I tell you, as you're staying faithful, you watch and see, trace it back and watch what God does. You'll even see a financial increase, and you'll say, man, look how God, let me just say it to you this way. Stuff that used to be hard is going to become very easy in Jesus. It's going to become very, the stress is lifting off, says the Lord. The stress is lifting off, says the Lord. The stress is lifting off, says the Lord. The stress is lifting off, and you'll rejoice. Every hand lifted high. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for what you're doing in this house. We thank you for what you're doing in our families, in our children, our grandchildren. Thank you for how you're touching our bodies. Thank you for fortifying our minds with peace and with joy. We thank you. There's no attack of the enemy that could ever be sent that's too much. We outlast the devil every time because we got the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you that there truly is no weapon formed against us that can be allowed to prosper. We give you praise because we are the victorious people of God. We thank you that things have changed from this day and freedom is our story in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe it, somebody clap your hands and rejoice in the house of God. You can return to your seat. God bless you. Can you sing it one more time as we're returning? Amen. Come on.
When you rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names.
If you would, we're going to give you an opportunity to sow a seed. I'm so excited. I shared with you last time I was here how God opened the doors, and I mean, it had nothing to do with me, and now we're able to touch 180 plus nations every week with the gospel of Jesus Christ and discipling people, because now we've set it up to where we can instantly disciple every person that gets saved. Today's Sunday. I'm going to start getting my phone's going to start blowing up shortly, because people are going to start getting saved from watching the show. They're going to fill out the form. We're going to start discipling them today. Happens every week, day after day. And so we're getting ready to expand again. I'm just telling you, I'm not stopping. We're going to expand again. We're getting ready to hit 39 million more people. I'm going to cover every island in the Caribbean now. Every island. Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica. I'm going to Barbados. We're going to hit them all. Did you know there's more people living in the islands of the Caribbean than in the nation of Canada? There's more people living there than you wouldn't believe. Canada's like 35, 36 million. 39 million in the islands. And we're going to hit them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're a part of it. Think about this. As you sow seed, God takes that seed that you've given in faith. He transforms it, multiplies it into a harvest, and ministers it back to you. And the Bible says that you'll abound to every good work. That means there's nothing you're called to do that you won't be able to do as you're faithful. Amen. I think of my nephew here, and he's, what are you, 17, going to be 18? 17. And the Lord spoke to him and said, just do a soul-winning outreach crusade in your own city. He just came out of high school, getting ready to go to Bible school. He's not waiting until he graduates. He said, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And he stepped out, believing. I mean, you know, it's not like he has a ministry set up with partners and people that are funding. He said, we're going to do what God said to do. You know, it's going to happen this month. What, at the end of the month, right? When are you, end of the month, right? 22nd it starts? 19th through the 22nd? Is that what it is? 21st? So 3 days. And we just started the month today. Can I tell you something? He already has the whole thing fully funded, and plus more than that, because God's hand. That's because God always pays for what he orders. means you'll abound to every good work. It means that when he calls you to do something, you'll be fully funded to do it as you obey the Lord. See, the power of a seed is that it always has to reproduce. I love the fact the devil can't do anything about seed time and harvest. Nothing. You know, the only thing he could do is try to deceive us into not sowing seed. That's it. Once that seed's in the ground, he's got nothing he can do to stop it from reproducing. Nothing. It's God's system, and you and God are a part of it alone. That ought to stir you up. Because even if the devil thought about it, God said, I'll stand up off my throne and rebuke the devourer for your sake. Woo! I like it when God does the rebuking instead of me, because his voice is a lot louder. When he just speaks to the devil, he's like, hey! You ever seen a parent just like shout their child's name and they go rigid? You know, you talk about God letting out a shout. God rebukes the devourer for your sake. So what do? We always follow the voice of the Holy Spirit as we give, because it's his leading that takes us into increase. I never tell people what to give because I'm not the Holy Spirit. And I found a secret about following the voice of the Lord in Isaiah 48:17. God spoke to his people. You know what he said? He said, I'm the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. P-R-O-F-I-T. Profit. And leads you in the way you should go. You know what that means? There's many ways you could go. There's only one way you should go. And that means when the Holy Spirit leads you, he's leading you in the way you should go. Where will you end up? In a place of profit. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't lead you into decrease. He doesn't cause you to diminish. He increases your life. So we always pray. I never make out an offering without praying. You know why? I want to hear what the Lord says. So would you bow your head? Let's pray. Let's ask the Lord. Father, would you speak to every man? Speak to every woman. Would you give us an instruction from your Spirit? Challenge our faith today to do maybe something we've never done. Challenge our faith to step out in an impactful way that would shake us to a new level of increase. We ask you, Lord, as we're running through this year in momentum, do something within us that you've never done before. Make us pillars of generosity in the kingdom. Make us pillars of generosity. I pray that in his tab, you would raise up millionaires and multimillionaires that will not only be blessed and bless others, but would fund the kingdom. How many can get in on that prayer? Lift a hand. Lord, make them millionaires and multimillionaires that would fund the kingdom. You know who the sowers are. You know who the faithful are. Bless them abundantly. Bless their businesses. Bless what they put their hands to do. Bless their children. Bless their grandchildren. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that souls are coming in from every direction. We give you praise for it. Give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Everybody shout aloud, amen. Here's the ways you can sow today. If you're writing a check, please make it payable to the church, His Tabernacle. There's envelopes near you. If you need an envelope, grab one. You can use debit or credit card to sow a seed if you'd like to. On the screen, you can see there's different ways to sow digitally. You can always text to give. You can use the website, histabernacle.org, I believe is that right? Did I say it? Look at me. And you click the give button.com. I was wrong. So why'd you not? Yes. You threw me into a, you led me down the wrong path, Mindy. In fact, I'm thinking back and I don't know if Mindy's ever been a good influence on my life. I think, no, I'm kidding. She always leads me to do something that's a little, no. You know, I'm thinking back over 10 years of Uproar Conference. I was a part of this before it was even called Uproar Conference. What was it called? Youth camp. We just went out in the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere. People weren't sure if they were going to be butchered or what was going to happen, but it was, and this is before Cody and Mindy were even saved. She was still stalking him back then. So it was like, I can remember the looks that she gave. And like beating all other women. They're like, no, that's my man. She's speaking by faith. She's a woman of faith. Woman of faith. Huh? And a stalker. Oh, yeah. I remember. She looked like a hard eyes emojicon. I knew it. You know the day I knew it? I'm going to be honest with you. The day I knew you were getting married, the slip and slide day. Yes, it was. It was the slip and slide day. No, it's a, I totally knew it. And it had nothing to do with the actual slip and slide. That was just the day. It wasn't like you guys were slip and sliding together. It was like, it's like, I know they'll be together forever after this slip and slide. It was just the day. Like I said, yeah, I think it's going to be a forever thing. And then you look at how much it's grown. I mean, even just like, I mean, you ever think about just like the level of production? Just think of like all the stuff we had in this sanctuary and not one bat flying around. We had the bats in the country. They'd fly in while I was preaching. Girls would scream. Somebody would kill it. And then we'd go back to preaching. Not one bat was in this sanctuary. I was thanking God. God continues to increase his vision. Can you say amen? That's what he's going to do for your family and for your life. When you're ready to give, stand on your feet, lift your phone to the Lord if that's how you gave, lift your envelope, whatever it is. Father, I pray you bless your people. As they sow this seed, we thank you. Increase is quickly coming. We thank you for all that you're doing in this church, in their house, but let it increase exponentially by the power of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, if you believe it, shout aloud, amen. Listen, I love you so much. If I don't get to see you again before Jesus comes, I'll see you at my mansion for the barbecue. But no keto in heaven. Hallelujah. Somebody bring the rolls. Listen, give, you're dismissed. We love you. Have a great day. We'll see you again soon.